Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Love never fails. It is the things you do and never really the things you say. I want to know love with or without you. Inhale peace. Exhale joy.
Part of my planet, 'cause according to faith, things are. That's right. Do not come in this place with your shoes on, because I want to know love, inhale peace, and I want to exhale joy. Don't bring those shoes in here. Don't bring your stuff into this house. Don't bring your consciousness that needs rising into this house. If you think what I'm doing ain't good enough, step on out. Oh, Lord. This is all Betty's folks. I love it. I love it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'm laughing at so many things. I can't even begin to tell you. But anyway, yes, yes, yes. Same page, Yadarash. You know, are we on the same page? Because if we're not on the same page, don't tell me about my life. I don't want to hear it. Don't come into this place. Don't bring those crusty-looking shoes in here. You better take them off. Okay? Don't come into my consciousness telling me how to live my life. Boy, you think someone got on my nerves. Well, because we're one, there's always somebody trying to get on somebody else's nerves. They're always trying to tell people how to live their life. Sometimes you're the one trying to tell other people how to live their life. So I guess I'm tuning into all of that. Betty, this is your fault. So anyway, hello, everybody. How's everyone doing out there? I'm calm now. I'm calm. Somebody hold me back. Hold me back. So anyway, let's try and start the show off the way we normally start the show off. Oh, nice and serene and calm, positive energy, no judgment, no criticism, you're just calm. Let's all take a breath together. It's going to be a fun show, but then while you're laughing, I'm going to drop some truth in your mouth. So I'm going to keep you laughing, and once it's open, there goes the truth. It won't hurt, and you don't even need water to swallow it, because it is you. Yes, yes, yes. Ask Life Coach Ade. It's the last, well, not last day, but this is the last show for the week. Yes, it is the last show for the week. And then we'll be back next week. But so we thought we'd go out with something funny. But as I said, it's going to be funny. You're going to be laughing. And while you know, before you know it, I'm going to drop some truth in there. Because that's what it's about. So make sure everybody in the chat room, make sure you got your shoes off. I'm coming in with nasty looking shoes. Gone running and jogging, and you got your shoes coming up in the chat room. Take your shoes off. Yes, we want to talk about all those people who think they can tell you where, what you should be doing, how you should live your life, how your life is supposed to be, what is good for you. Ooh, I don't know whose idea this is, but some of them have to hold me back. And I'll show you a background story to this stuff. And but anyway, so let's tell you. So let's give you some announcements because I'm ready to fight. And that is all Betty's fault. So just some announcement here. Next Wednesday is Conscious Parenting. Oh, wait, before I do all of that now, I got to tell you how to find Miss Purple Saint James reminding us, saying, listen, I want to know love, man. I want to inhale peace and exhale joy. You can find it on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/Yazara. What's it called? Somebody can say it differently. That's how I say it. But it's Y-A-H-Z-A-R-A P-S-J, Purple Saint James, Yazara. Y-A-H-Z-A-R-A-H-P-S-J. She's on Facebook. Powerful sister. Very, just got a nice consciousness. She expresses herself the way she wants to express herself. She doesn't allow anybody to come into her house with shoes on. And sometimes she will just kick you out because you don't need to come into my house with shoes on. So anyway, so back to the announcement. Back to the announcement. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Wednesday is Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. If you want to find out more about Michelle, you can go to her website, gifted-spirit.com, gifted-spirit.com. She'll be here at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time talking conscious parenting. On the same day, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lisa Iverson will be joining me for Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find out more about Lisa by going to her website. It is lisaiverson.com. Lisa, I-V-E-R-S-E-N. And, I've got to tell you about this. Tomorrow, we're not doing Business of Being radio show. But we got a good reason. Not that we need one. But just in case you went to, aww. Well, my dear friend and I, Dr. Stephanie Sears, she wrote a play and she's directing it. I'm an assistant director. And we're presenting this show. This show is going to take place at our spiritual center, Hillside Chapel and Truth Center, this Sunday at 3 p.m. So we're doing some rehearsal tomorrow. The name of the play is The Inner Path to Awakening, an Interfaith Odyssey. So we do this annual interfaith, intercultural ceremony. But this year, we're doing it in the form of a play where the main character is looking for meaning in life. He's looking for meaning. So we have different religions answering the question, you know. The theme, let me see if I can pull it up real quick because there's so much stuff going on right now. The theme for it, where is the flyer? Right here. No, it's not. Let's try it here. Deal with me. Let's do this. Ah, bingo. Let's maximize this. I hear Betty in my head. So here we go. It's unity through diversity. That's the theme. You know, with different religions, different belief system, different spiritual institution, but it's the same thing. It's just one path. We just have a different way of expressing, doing what we do. Unity through diversity. So we're going to have the woman, the Muslim, the Jewish, and the Zen Buddhist presenting. All in the mix of things in the place. So it's actually very creative. And I mean, come on. Dr. Stephanie wrote it. She's a director. I'm the assistant director. Come on, man. What else can you expect? Now, I know there's some of you who don't live in Atlanta. Say, I want to be there. Guess what? We thought about you when we were doing this. We're going to stream this online. So if you go to get your pen and paper, videotape, please. Well, we can do better than that. It just means that you might have to step out of Agape a little bit earlier. You have to step out of Agape earlier because it's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, it's 12 p.m. L.A. time. That's for California time. That's for Tamara. So if you want to watch it online, it is hillsidechapel.org, H-I-L-L-S-I-D-E, chapel.org. And that's this Sunday, June 26th, for The Inner Path to Awakening, an Interfaith Odyssey. We're talking about awakening, waking up to yourself, recognizing that God is everywhere, evenly present. Now, Betty, you may want to change Lisa Iverson's website. Lisa Iverson's website is not Gifted Spirit. It's lisaiverson.com in the chat room. So anyway, has everybody taken off their shoes? All right, now, let me wait a minute. Let me make sure everybody got their shoes off, because if you have your shoes on in my house, I'm going to have to whoop somebody's tail. Hold on, let me do this for a minute. I need to check this. I'm looking for something. Emilio, do you have your shoes off? Let's play this serene music while I whoop your tail if you don't. Okay, good. Everybody got their shoes off. All right, we can start now. Great. Because I can't have you come into my house. So what's this tape? Remove your shoes before you come into my house. I mean, what is Life Coach, are they talking about? Well, so here's a backstory. I'm always looking around and seeing what's going on. The number is 347-426-3346. Hey, man, I'm taught. You got to give out the numbers. Oh, okay. 347-426-3346. Mission press 1 on your keypad. Thank you for sharing. So I'm always looking for stories all over the place. I'm always looking at what's happening in people's lives when I do the show. And Betty and I are always talking. Betty would just be downloading great ideas. Like, what about this? What about that? What about this? So one of the things I saw yesterday was a conversation in the Love Streamers group about some lady who's transforming, who's growing, and a friend, quote-unquote, see my fingers, quote-unquote,
decide to step up into her house with shoes on. And the shoes were all muddy. And then she left. And the lady on Lustrum was like, oh, my carpet is messy. I'm working to pull myself back together. And there were some other things that happened. And I thought, yeah. So actually what happened was I was talking to Betty. We were talking about, okay, what are we doing today? And as I always do, stuff would just come out my mouth sometimes, and I don't even know where it's coming from. No, that's a lie. I know where they're coming from. But I just don't know they're coming. So I said, shoot, Betty, you know, people just need to know. They just need to remove their shoes before they come into my house. And Betty just went quiet. She said, I like that. I mean, what we were talking about before, energy was very high, and then she just dropped as if I said, would you marry me? You know how you ladies get when your husband asks you to get married, or when you want to get married, or a man asks you to ask you on a date, and you're just like, oh, really? I told Betty it's going to be a silly show today. Well, actually, that happens every day. This is going to be super. We're turning it up a notch. And she just changed. I like that. That's a nice topic. I'm like, okay, all I said was remove your shoes before you come into my home. Yeah, that's a good topic. So anyway, 347-426. Boy, I'm nuts. I am so nuts. I can't even pick my own self. So 347-426-3346. Call in. Let me know. Let's share. Let's talk. I want to help you. Help you kick people out of your room. People who are walking into your consciousness, and they think they can just wear whatever kind of shoes they want. They could bring their own conscience, their own judgment, their own projection into your life. And then call in. Maybe you are the one going to tell people how they need to live their life. That maybe you're out there talking about, well, you know, there's no heaven and hell out there. You know, Jesus is just a man, and you get into debates. You know, maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you don't say, oh, I don't like Christians. I don't like Muslims. I don't like. No. All of y'all come in. 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, we're taking your stories, we're helping you move from where you are to where you want to be. If there's something that you're struggling with, 347-426-3346. Yes, it was a conversation of Love Streamers by Rebecca, which really was, it was interesting to see people's response. Tamara's asking me, was that a conversation on Love Streamers page? Yes. And there was a lot of response to that statement, because a lot of us can relate to, you know, when we were on our spiritual path, some of us are still on it. We're trying to find ourselves. For some of us, it's new, and we're trying to do things differently. Maybe we're changing our diets. Maybe we're looking at how we communicate, and people want to challenge us to be who we used to be. Say, so, well, why are you a vegetarian? So you don't eat meat anymore? Why? Is it because you go to that church, or you've been reading that book? You think you're better than everybody, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or when you decide to take your life back, when you say, peace is more important to me, somebody's going to have something to say. But you know what? It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. But here's the other trick. Just the way the universe has all of this. All of us, this one verse, this one voice, this united voice of song that we are. What happens is when we're dealing with our own issues, our own doubts, our own judgment, the universe, through people, reflects that back to us. When we're dealing with our own love, our self-acceptance, when we're clear about our own boundaries, the universe reflects that back to us. And people say, oh, is it okay to wear my shoes in here? Is it okay for me to say what's coming up for me as you share that story? Do you want coaching on that? When people would ask, is that okay if I do this? But if you're not sure, if you're not okay, if you're not clear what makes you feel safe, if you're not clear about your own self-love, you're learning to affirm who you are, and you're thinking, well, maybe that's a bit selfish. The universe has it. Life, you have it where you're going to have somebody reflect it back to you. And if it's something that you're working through, guess what? It'll be like, ouch, that hurts. Yes. And when it hurts, it's because the universe, through you, as you, it said, oh, there's a button you need to deactivate. This is one thing that's blocking you from your spiritual identity. So you feel the pain and you do it anyway. You feel the pain and you breathe and you move on. You feel the pain and recognize where you are. No judgment of yourself and no judgment of the other person, But if you feel like judging them in that moment, then you can do that. Because I always say this, judgment is a painkiller. Blame is a painkiller. Think of times when you've been, when you've judged somebody, when you blamed somebody else, you were in pain. You were in pain. You were in emotional pain, mental pain. You felt attacked. You were afraid. So you judge, so you blame. And then once you judge and blame and criticize, I can stand it. People just think and tell me what I need to do. And you feel better until you realize there's a better way. Or let me flip that over and say there's another way. Choose again, as it says in the Course in Miracles. You can choose love or fear. Choose love or fear. And if you choose fear, it's okay. If you can love yourself while you're choosing fear, you're closer than you need to be. But if you're choosing fear and you're criticizing yourself, oh, Lord, don't do that. But don't get into intellectual spirituality where you go, well, I'm choosing fear and I'm okay with it. Oh, no, you're not. You can just acknowledge where you are, knowing that all is truly well, even though you may not see it right now. 347-426-3346. We're going to take some questions. I think we'll take a break. Whew. Oh, that energy. Where was that coming from? Let's see. Virtual Office Center. Alexa said, your analogy is too cute, Coach Ade. I remember that conversation yesterday. That lady was really hurt by the friend's comment. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's the part that got me. And because it's on the Internet, I can talk about it. Because once you put it on the Internet, it's for everybody to see. What the lady said was, you know, it was a friend that sent her an email about how she is living her life now. Who the heck do you think you are to email somebody about how they're living their life? You better take those shoes off. Don't bring your... Yeah, okay, let's take a break. 347-426-3346. And when we come back, we're going to have a laugh and we'll answer some questions. Ah, Betty, you ready? I'm ready, you're ready. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Live Conversations Radio, where we are supporting you to be the change you want to see.
Peace. The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat,
because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Tsunamis, wars, and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations? Fear and separation. And I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. But everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we're giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me, I'ma be
us to be ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
What you're talking about? Reverend Michael does. What am I doing over there? Do I know what I'm typing? And you guys are cracking me up in the chat room. Oh, it's not me. It's the chat room. I'm typing and talking and doing the show. So that was Gina Renee with Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith telling us to be the change. Actually, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to do something else. So I just went with it. And it's kind. So for those who maybe you feel like, oh, man, what is this? Take your shoes off before you come into my house. I don't want to listen to shows like that. What is he really talking about? We're talking about boundaries. And I want to read something here that Betty put. Betty, I tell you, Betty is funny. So just want to let you guys know, you need to go tell your friends and folks to come listen to this show. Make sure you favorite the show. Make sure you like the page. You can post in your social networks, tweet it, put it on LinkedIn and all the other ends and social networks. But anyway, social networks, yeah, social media works better. Social media network. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. So Betty said, Betty is, hey, Betty, oh my gosh. She said, I had a sister and brother who tried to do that to me. Basically, they were, okay, let me go up. She was sharing with Alexa that the lady on the Love Streamers page, a friend was trying to come into the spiritual home without asking her to remove shoes. So just the analogy, the whole thing about remove your shoes. You know, deal with your own consciousness before you come tell me how to live my life. Your consciousness represents your home, your house, your space. So you got to be really careful who you allow into your house and make sure you remind them what you will take and not take. Not from a place of anger, but just clarity, self-affirmation, self-preservation. This makes me feel good and that's it. So Betty said, I had a sister and brother who tried to do that to me. Not only did I tell them to remove their shoes from my home, I keep those suckers from the front door. Take your shoes off and get them. You know what, out of here. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. 347-426-3346. We're going to take some questions. I think we're going to do, let's say, email questions. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Oh, boy. I told Betty, this is going to be like a silly show, you know. And Tamara said, when you tell people to take their shoes off, metaphorically, to not talk to you like that and just listen and not give it, to listen and not give advice, they get mad. What's wrong? What do you mean? What do you mean I should listen? No, you're the one that's supposed to listen. Kick those suckers from your front door. Let's do this, which, that's what I need. No, that's not it. Yeah, that's it. Hello, Betty. How are you doing this morning, this afternoon, this evening, this now, this moment? Oh, let's try it again. This is all your fault, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I feel like a phone commercial.
Anyway,
so you ready for our first question? And you're going to leave it to me, right?
Yes, I'm going to leave it to you.
I'm not going to get too much in your boundaries.
I hope your question doesn't have anything to do with somebody wearing their shoes in somebody else's house, because I'm going to let them have it.
You know what?
Hold on a minute. Let me go rub my crystals and take a breath and turn on my meditation music. Okay.
You know, this question has something to do with somebody else not wanting another person's shoes in their house or getting to crossing over into somebody's lane. And they're asking for your opinion. Brenda from Toronto sent in this question. She said, Coach Ade, first let me say I enjoy your show. I would like to know your opinion about this equation I find myself in. I met a guy I'm white, he's black, and the most amazing guy I ever met. But my family doesn't approve of this. So now this fear has come up in me about continuing to see him. I fear that if I do, I will lose my family, both physically and emotionally. I will be cut off from them. In fact, they told me this in so many words, that they would do just that. I truly love him, but what can I do? Do I follow my heart or my family? Brenda from Toronto. Now, I have my opinions, but, you know, Coach Ade, it's not as
I laugh because I know you do. I can even hear your thoughts already. That's why I laugh. Like, I know you do. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Family, family, family. You know, this thing called love, this thing called race, the black and white race. Well, I want to answer the what she said at the beginning. Should I listen to my heart or my family? That's your answer right there. You listen to your family and you end up in a madhouse. I can tell you that right now. You know, it's a tough place to be. You have family members that you love, and you have somebody that you want to be with, you want to share your romantic experience with, that you love. But the ones that we have been taught that they are there for us and love us the same. Now, she said the guy's black, she's white, so I'm just going to take it from there that she means the reason the family don't want her to be with this guy is because he's black. Well, someone needs a lifetime makeover. Some people need some lifetime makeover because, you know, they have their beliefs. They have what they, you know, it's like, okay. That was the politically correct Ade talking. Now let's let it rip. Follow your heart, girl. Do what you want to do. But here's the thing. No. Here's the thing, real seriously. You have to listen to what is right for you. Either your family members are going to accept it or not. Now, if you allow your family members' experience, clearly you don't see the way they see black folks. You see differently. So here's an opportunity for everybody to learn. One for you is to learn to see your family members with the eyes of love while they're looking with the eyes of separation. And here's a great opportunity for your family members to grow or grumble. They have a choice. They have a choice. Remember this, Brenda, at the end of the day, you are the one that's going to be living with this man. And if you know what you're getting yourself into, if you love him as you said you do, and you're clear about what you want, they'll come around. They will come around. But if they insist and keep coming to your house with their dirty shoes, don't let them in. We do not owe anybody anything. You don't owe your family anything. Now, the way you're loving them and being consistent enough or considerate enough to even ask the question, you love your family members, but they don't love you enough to make the right choice. People will always want to bring their crusty consciousness into other people's consciousness. It's not an easy thing, but you have to really decide, because you're asking a question. You're like, you sound like you're at a crossroad. You're either going to let love pull you and set you free, or you're going to get stuck in a space of fear and separation and judgment. Now, while you say yes to love, I invite you to say yes to all that comes with that. The first few years might be very challenging because they might cut you out. Yeah, that's what happens. Because you're not a vibrational match to them, they will have to cut you out because they're not vibrating at your level, and you'll be cutting them out. So either they start resonating, vibrating at the same frequency with you, and they'll be in your world, or not. If you choose to go the path of fear and judgment and discrimination and all the other stuff, which is ridiculous. I have never, well, Maybe it's happened, but I've never heard of a story where somebody said, I need a kidney transplant. Please, somebody, get me one, but make sure it's a white one. Make sure it's a black one. When people were calling out for life, when they're trying to live, they don't care where the kidney or the heart comes from or whatever they need. But it's petty stuff. It's serious. It's part of this fabric of America, and it's real. But you get an opportunity now to do something differently. You get to, you're at this crossroads. You get to go the path of fear, judgment, criticism, discrimination, or you get to go the path of love and freedom. Whatever choice you make, there's a responsibility for it. I know which one to choose. But I ain't going to try and bring my shoes into your house. But if you invited me with into your house, I'll take my shoes off and I'll say, choose the path of love. It is your life. Only you know what's good for you. I hope that works for you, Brenda. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You can ask questions in the chat room. Betty's got it. You can ask questions on Ask Life Coach at 8 page. Betty's got it. You can go to send the email. Betty, are you rolling your eyes here? I know you are. Okay, next question.
Oh, wow. Where did they get this guy from?
Okay.
Who is this guy?
Oh, are you ready for the next question?
Bring it. Make sure you take your shoes off, though, before you come with that
my
question.
Shoes,
I'm going to kick you out.
My shoes
kick
are
you out.
Off. Okay. No, sometimes, Ade, we need to kick our own shoes out of the house.
I know, that's
this
right.
It's a question that sort of gives you an example of how sometimes you don't realize your own dirty, crusty shoes.
Mm,
all right. Lena from Southampton writes, hello, Coach Ade. Here is my situation. I am extremely well-evolved person. I understand all of the principles of staying focused and going after your goals and what you want. But then it seems like just when you're on this momentum of flow, as you go forward, little by little, things begin to sway you and come at you from the sides, taking your focus away from what you want. I know I allow this to happen, so to change it, I become more focused, 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 and momentum gets started again. And just when you're on the cusp of your goals being reached, the entire universe decides to take a day off and go on vacation, which shifts my focus away, which leaves me struggling again. How do I get off this seesaw, or am I sabotaging myself in some way?
Okay. I need you to read that question again, not just because I didn't hear it, but I just need to hear it again. I heard it, but
okay.
I want to hear it again. Please, Betty.
Okay. Here is my situation. I am extremely well, I'm an extremely well-evolved person, and I understand all of the principles of staying focused and going after your goals and what you want. But then it seems just like when you're on the momentum of flow, as you move forward, little by little, things begin to sway you and come at you from the sides, taking your focus away from what you want. I know I allow this to happen. So to change it, I become more focused, 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 and momentum gets started again. And just when you're on the cusp of your goals being reached, the entire universe decides to take a day off and go on vacation, which shifts my focus away, which leaves me struggling again. How do I get out of this thought, or am I sabotaging myself in some way? And that's Lena from Southampton.
I can just tell you right there. I mean, I heard it the first time, but I just wanted to hear it again. And I heard some things that I heard. I wanted to punch. I wanted to make sure I heard it. I tell you, Lena, right? I just, even the energy of your question makes me feel like I have been in a gym. You know, you said, I'm extremely well focused. You know, I understand all the principles. And then little things happen. You know, I get swayed. You know, and then you have to focus, focus, focus. You're working too hard. What's up with all this? Really, let's just really break it down. You're saying I'm well-evolved. If you're well-evolved, why is this affecting you? I mean, if you're well, you know, as you said, extremely well-evolved. If you're extremely well-evolved,
Why little things bothering you? Why are you worried about the universe taking a vacation? You're well involved. You are the universe. The principles, right? You said I understand all the principles. I think you are self-sabotaging yourself because there's this thing of trying to be perfect. I mean, when I first heard the question, I'm thinking, how do you measure how well evolved you are? Anybody. I mean, even if the Dalai Lama told me I'm well evolved, compared to what? Compared to other people. I can't imagine Dalai Lama saying this, but if he says compared to other people, hello, you're not evolved. So for me, what I hear, you talk about focus, focus, focus. I got to be on the spiritual path, and I'm extremely, I got to understand. I think it's time to push apply. It's time to push the apply button. It's not intellectual. We're not talking intellectual spirituality here. That's what I hear. Because when, how you know you're spiritually evolved, when you really know, those things that you say comes to sway you, take you off your path, would actually help you to be more of who you are. You might even start looking for an opportunity, because there are opportunities to grow. So we won't even be having this conversation. Something happens and you say, oh, I see the God in it. Another area to grow. Nothing to focus on. Only realize, remember, that you're expansive, you're eternal. You're one with the one consciousness. So the universe, yes, the universe did take a vacation. In one of the holy books, the Bible said God rested. It said everything I created is good. I'm done. It is done. So, yes, you're right about that part. The universe is on a vacation. The universe is having fun because the universe does not care if you're focused, 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 or lackadaisy, 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 lazy, 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 or hardworking. The universe don't care. So, yes, you're right about that part. But what I would say is take up that outfit of extremely well evolved. Stop it. Just don't be gentle with yourself. Play a little. Laugh at yourself. Come hang with me. Let's be silly together. Well, you probably said that. You said you enjoyed the show. I think you're the one that said that. Just laugh. Just relax. Everything on this planet is simply for entertainment purposes only. It's not that deep. You might pop a vein by being focused, focused, focused. Yeah, just relax. Be still. Be still. Meditate. Be still. Laugh, play, draw, sing, and dance. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. As a matter of fact, maybe your goal, maybe the goal you need to set for yourself now is to be the extremely unevolved person. So you can try both sides. You can experience the contrast. You can do what you want to do. There are no mistakes in God. No mistakes. Everything that happens on this planet is to remind us of our true identity. We already know we're peace, we're joy, we're harmony, we're love, we're all the good stuff that we say we want to be. I want to be more peaceful because we recognize it. I want to be free because we know it's our true identity. The work is the work. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Stop being focused. Be creative. Be free. That's my answer. I hope that helps. We're going to take a break. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Who is walking in your house with those shoes on? You know, you don't want people walking in your shoes with sandals sometimes. Sometimes they've been running in the rain, doing all kind of stuff. So 347-426-3346. And if you're having issues setting boundaries and you're dealing with things and you're not quite clear and you don't know how to say because of your family member, 347-426-3346. If you really need help and step into your greater yet to be but don't know what to do, 347-426-3346. If you just want to call for the sake of calling and you don't have a question, but I'll give you one, 347-426-3346. We're going to come back and take a phone call.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life, set your own boundaries, and be free. That sounds kind of, you know, you've got boundaries, you're limited. No, you got to know what you need, what you want. You got to honor yourself. If you don't honor yourself, you can't honor other people. Spiritual growth and development and transformation is about knowing what you need to make you feel affirmed, loved, appreciated. You got to honor yourself as an expression of Source, as an expression of God. If you don't honor yourself, don't expect anybody else to do it because they won't. As a matter of fact, we teach people how to treat us. So when you have your doormat and you say, you have one of those, take your shoes off before you come in, they say, oops, I got to take my shoes off. You got to let people know you are not allowed in here unless I invite you. Now, for different people, it's different. Depends on how close they are to you. It's all about recognizing what you want. When you're clear about what you want, the universe says yes. When you're unclear about what you want, the universe says yes, because it's a law. It answers, it matches your vibrational, your vibration, what you're putting out there. So, 347-426-3346. I think this is Donna calling all the way from California. I won't say what I was going to say. I almost said it. Hey, Dee, how are you doing? Hi, Donna.
Hi, Eddie. I'm not in California.
Did I get?
I'm in Montreal. I'm not in California. I'm in Montreal.
Oh, I'm in Canada. I don't know why I said California. Maybe you're moving there too.
Everybody thinks I'm in California. I know the joke. It's okay. Actually, perfect timing for me to be on the call because I'm thinking of that lady that asked the question and your answer, and she's probably thinking in her mind, like, what the hell? That's not the answer I wanted to hear. Because I shared a similar experience last week, and I was listening to what you were telling me. I says, what the hell? I go, does he really know what he's talking about? That's not what I want to hear. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Most people say that to me when I talk. They're like, what is he talking about? But anyway, go ahead.
So this is a perfect, perfect example of the way we want to control things, and we want all the answers to what we think is the end of the world. So, you know, last week I was going through my challenges and I'm going through some financial challenges and I was just like hit with a curveball. And I just went into this total frenziness of craziness and made up this whole incredible, wonderful, dramatic story in my mind and chaos and so forth, and made it spiral like as downward as you can possibly imagine. And going to discover that 4 days later, all that drama that I created was so not necessary, and I completely created it for no reason. And I realized that that was, you know, we create this for ourselves. So we do self-sabotage. That is the biggest problem. We do it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's not the universe doing it. It's not whoever that we want to blame it on. We do it to ourselves. We're not patient. We don't trust. We say we're spiritually evolved and we believe in all that. We're truly, it's the universe testing you to see, really, are you so spiritually evolved and you really do trust? They'll throw you a curveball to test you. And that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. So I brought myself in this complete state to realize 5 days later that created all this drama that was unnecessary. And when I realized this, I said, wow. I realized not only the time that I wasted during those 4 days that I spiraled myself downwards, what it did to my physical body. I was in my body was in pain yesterday because I created all these toxins in it with all the anxiety and all that stuff that I created. And when I let go of it and realized all these things, the doors just opened. Miracles happened, like incredible miracles, to show me the possibilities to solve my challenge that I thought was a challenge. So the point I'm trying to make is we want the answer right away. We just need to be patient. We need to trust. I'm still having a little bit of a, you know, if it is a challenge with the dancing part and just like have fun and all that stuff, okay, I don't get it all yet, okay? That's the freaking truth. Because it's very
well, you know, this spiritual journey, the way it's designed, you know, there's that statement to say God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And because we're one with God, we know better than to go order a food we can't digest. So it's just, we just take baby steps. Sometimes we may be on steak. Sometimes we may want to just eat raw meat for those who want it rare. But, you know, sometimes maybe just eat baby food. But where you are is where you are. So what I want to ask you is, you know, you create this drama, which I call, for, you know, that's what we do, for entertainment purposes only. So you create the drama. A few days later, you realize what shifted for you. Is it, did something happen to help you see, oh, my God, this is not the kind of movie I want to produce?
Well, what happened was is that I mean, I'll just be honest because I'm sure there's tons of people in the same situation like me. So I'm experiencing financial challenges, and my bank account went overdraft, and I had made a check, and so in my mind the check was going to bounce, and of course I didn't go to the bank the next day to speak to the bank or thing because I went on this frenzy of creating the story that the check bounced and my bank account is overdraft and I don't have $5 to even buy ice cream. I just went on that story to discover 5 days later that the check never bounced. The check never bounced. Money came in. I met people that are going to, that they have connections that I'm going to, open up opportunities in order for me to create credit and so forth. So that's what triggered it. I said, I could have done that the next day. I could have just checked that the next day instead of wasting 4 days and this wonderful, beautiful story that I created. Now, it could have been that it bounced, right? It could have been. That could have been true. And what I realized was, is that what I'm attached to is my bank account and what I'm worth? That's what it brought me to. Because I realized 4 days later when I did have some money, I felt happy all of a sudden. So I questioned myself, is that what's going to make, I mean, you know, I have a certain, there's a certain block there that needs to be unblocked because that's not my identity. Money is not my identity because abundance, that's what I want to talk about. Yesterday you spoke about abundance. And abundance is not money. I loved when you say that because it's so true. Because, you know, like the fact that that friend of mine, they're in finance and I'm going to be able to get credit, that's abundance. The fact that when I went to the bank and I realized this and then I went to the teller because I didn't believe what I saw on my slip when I went to the automatic teller. So I had to go to an actual teller because I didn't believe what was written. I said, no, there's a mistake, right? There's a mistake. So I needed a live person to tell me that there was no mistake. So all these things, and when I walked away from the live teller that I went to, I felt like this smile, and I almost felt it was like God smiling at me. That, too, is an abundant moment. That, too, is an abundant moment. And then a friend of mine shook me, and because, you know, I was in this rut for like 4 days. And after she's there, do you realize that the pain that you put yourself into with the drama that you create? I wasn't even conscious that I was doing this. I wasn't even conscious.
You, you,
you bounce back into reality because you were worried about the wrong thing bouncing. It was really about you bouncing back into reality. And thank you, Donna, for that story. We all can relate. It's entertainment purposes only. We all going to create some drama for ourselves after even hearing this conversation. I know sometime down the line I'm going to do something and then only to realize the truth. But that's, you know, and from seeing things through the eyes of God, there's no judgment. Now, well, actually, the gift of that drama that you created was to let you see what you attach to. You attach to money. You attach to your bank account. Now you can make a different choice. You can make a different choice. So thank you, my sister. Thank you so much for that feedback, that testimonial, and just letting us know everything is just as it should be. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again. Life is good and it's getting better. And Tamara, I'm coming to you unless you change your mind. You know what I mean. So press one, your keypad. She pressed that one so quick. I love it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 847-426-3346. Be extending the show a little bit just to take this call and to release, to just pull everything together so we can just enjoy the rest of our day. Or you can enjoy the rest of our day if you want. Boy, you need to stop those corny jokes. You're going to lose your listeners. Well, yeah, if you want to have a wonderful day, that's good. Anyway, Tamara, joyful Tamara Joy, how are you doing? Hey. Help me, rescue me. Before
you're
going to
get more
else,
listeners.
Corny.
I love those corny jokes.
You're not supposed to say they're corny. You should say, I love those jokes. That's very funny. Don't agree with me.
But I may not be the most mature person, so, but I say go for it. So I was thinking about the person who wrote in about dating the black man and how her family felt. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about my daughter because she's gay, and she was dating a young woman who hadn't dated a woman before, and her family was kind of flip-flopping between we love you and we will cut you off financially if you continue. And she's in college. And, you know, of course, as a mother, I want to kick someone's rear end, but my daughter was so level-headed about it. She just said, you know, Mom, I understand whatever way she chooses. If she has to go, you know, give up the relationship because she wants to go through college, that's what it'll be. So, I mean, that part impressed me with my daughter. And I think for me and maybe for a lot of people, the hook is we get so worried about what other people think of us and the judgments they're making about us. And I think often I have to correct everybody's view of me. No matter how crazy they might be, I let it bother me. And I felt like my daughter just had peace of mind through that experience.
Yes.
And didn't get mad at the girlfriend and just said, okay, well, she'll choose what she needs to choose. And really,
That's right. Really
it's about that girl and her mother and whether the mother wants to have a good relationship with her child or not. You know, so I don't know. I just was thinking about that and just wanted to add my two cents on what you said of, you know, if you can, any way you can find your way to be financially independent, I don't know how old that person is, go for your heart.
Go for your heart.
Because your relationship with your parents is going to go down the tubes if you agree to go with their prejudices.
So true. And the minute you allow others, be it family, to dictate what is good for you, you say, okay, I guess you guys are right because you love me. Then now you set something in motion that they think is their responsibility to always tell you what to do.
Right.
And, you know, I love the fact that your daughter was in a peaceful place to say, no, you made the right choice. And if we can learn from that,
that we will make the right choice, that we have the wisdom, the insight within us to make the right choice. It's about awareness, and people make their choices based on where they are in consciousness. But there are no mistakes in God. It's all perfect. So thank you, Tamara. I appreciate you. Keep smiling, keep laughing, and keep laughing at my corny jokes. Keep bringing them forward. life is good and it's getting better. We're getting ready to release the show, and I want to read something here from the Sacred Yes. But if you got a question or comment or something, this is just your last moment. I may have extended the show for you. 347-426-3346. 347, maybe. Okay, yeah, okay. We're going to do one more question. Let me read this. Betty, we're going to do one more question. And so I'm going to read out of the Sacred Yes by Reverend Deborah Johnson. And if you don't have this book, I'm going to walk into your house with my shoes now. Go get it. Now, you have a choice to let me in because I got my shoes off. Shoes on. I'm like, I'm not taking it off. Go get the Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. Now, you can decide to let me in or say, well, I don't want to do that. Yes, Elevate the Soul, Silent Listeners disguised as guests, Nahali, Tamara, Tracy Ann Miller, Celeste, Tanya, all the other numbers on there that I don't recognize or know where y'all calling from. All of you listen on the listen to the archive on Facebook or wherever book you're listening to the show from. thank you. I really, really appreciate you. We're here to just, you know, make life easy. It's already challenging. But what is so challenging about life is because it's so simple. As adults, we can't believe that life is this simple. It can't be that simple. How can you say that I am at peace already? How can you say I am abundant already? How can you say everything that I need is right where I'm at? Yeah, that makes it very complicated. But if I tell somebody, you got to work here, you know what off to achieve success, they're like, yeah, that's simple. I can do that. I just have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at 2 o'clock at night, you know, so I can get that done. Life is really simple. So here's something from the Sacred Yes, which I really love, and it goes with what Donna was sharing earlier about the drama she created and realized what she's attached to, what she's holding on to. And then her daughter, Tamara's daughter, who just she chose peace. I'm not going to be frazzled by other people's stuff. And let me read from here. If there is a situation where individuals appear to be quite at odds with each other, rest assured that the place where they are most at odds is within their own self. You long so for this thing called peace. It is a desire, and for many of you, a desire in your deepest heart of hearts. It is a desire, and for many of you, a desire in your deepest heart of hearts. However, there is little intent on your part to manifest the peace that you say you desire. What do I mean when I say that? What do I mean when I say that you have no intent to manifest this peace? When one has an intent, one is determined to have their desire brought into manifestation. When one has an intent, one goes the extra mile. When one does whatever one must do or need to do, even if one doesn't like it, in order to make certain that the unfoldment keeps progressing. You human beings come up against these mental, emotional, psychological, and spiritual walls, as you would say, where you have determined that you will go this far and no further. You have all of your reasons, your justifications, your excuses for why it is that you can hang onto the resentment, the bitterness, the judgment, the negative opinions that you have of each other, and even yourself. You hang on to this with such fervor. For one to know what one knows deep in one's heart is a deep spiritual inclination. Basically, simply said, if you desire peace in your world, let go of everything that is blocking you now.
right now. Decide, choose to let it go. Choose to see things through the eyes of love. Choose to see through the eyes of God. Choose to see through the eyes of compassion. You get to make that choice. All right, let's do one more question before we go. Let's bring Betty on. Hello, Betty. Oh, no, no, no. Wait. Let's try that again. There we go. Hello, Betty.
Hello. Well, here's the last question. You know, I love this analogy of shoes, you know, taking off and putting back on. And it really wasn't planned this way, me reading these questions this way, but hey, I'm having some fun. So here's a person who took their shoes off, put them outside their own door, but now needs to somehow clean them and bring them back in. And Joan from California writes, Life Coach Ade, my question and my struggle is about procrastination. I should be taking action toward my goals, but feel so unmotivated and uninspired to do so. Do you have any suggestions as how I can become motivated again and get moving? Thank you, Joan from California.
Procrastination. Ugh, I just love procrastination. Just can't leave me alone, so I understand. Well, here's what I would say. First of all, set simple, achievable goals. Sometimes we'll self-sabotage ourselves by setting goals that are so far out there that it's just even hard to achieve because we set in our standards based on what society tells us we need to do. So if you have some goals and you can't get up to do it and you're feeling unmotivated, simple goals. Maybe it could be to exercise. You want to exercise every day for 30 minutes, but somehow you don't even know where your gym and you have a gym in the house. You don't even know how to get there, or you can't even find the weight, or you can't even get out of bed. Well, how about just lifting your legs up, do some leg exercise for 2 minutes? If it's to change your diet, maybe just going to Whole Foods and wherever, those places where they have different kind of foods, you can try vegan food and just taste it. That little cup that they give us to taste it, that's a step in the right direction. See, procrastination is such, it's a big deal. And I think part of it sometimes, what we say we want to do and we need to do is really not in alignment with where we are. So we beat ourselves up. I'm just procrastinating. We overcommit ourselves. We overdeliver. You know, we tell people, oh, yeah, I get that to you back tomorrow. I'll be there by so-and-so time. Maybe we're just doing far more than we need to do. So what I would say to you is, what's your goals? Take baby steps. Baby steps for you could be, instead of saying, well, I'm going to read a book every night, well, maybe read a book once, maybe, not a book, but be part of a book once a week. Bring your goals, cut them down, if you will, to manageable goals, things that you can achieve that makes you feel, wow, I did that. For me, I'm always having a list of things I need to do, and I can guarantee you all the to-do lists, well, I look some out, but they're going to the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, I forget about them. I didn't do that, even though I keep writing it down or keep taking the paper with me. So what have I started doing that? What I do now is just write the most important things that I need to get done today. What are the most important things I need to get done? So it could be like three things. Once I get those done, I can at least relax and then go to the others. So be easy. Set achievable goals. Make sure your goal is a little bit far off that it causes you to stretch, but not too far that it depresses you. You don't want to set a goal that just too far out. You're like, I can never achieve that, but I'm going to try because I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I need to do. No. If you're depressed, maybe sometimes just being able to give thanks for breath is a success. Maybe if you don't like your job and you're always criticizing and judging, but one day you say thank you to your supervisor, maybe that's a step. But it's really about being gentle, being easy, because at the end of the day,
at the end of the day, what needs to be done will be done. And if you don't get everything done, don't worry, you'll be back next lifetime. As always, you can do it next lifetime. It's real simple. Be gentle with yourself. Do something that you love. Do something that just the thought of it lights you up. You know, we've talked about singing your song, doing, you know, expressing your gifts and talents. The other day, 2 days ago, I talked about living an inspired life. What makes you come alive? When you find what makes you come alive, no matter what. For me, no matter what, I'm here every day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everything I do evolves and revolves around my radio show. So when people say, what are you doing so-and-so? It's like, I'm not available until after 2 o'clock. If there's some things I need to do before my show, then it must be super important. Other than that, this is it. So there's no procrastination because I know people are going to want to listen to the show, and I know this is what I love to do. It makes me come alive. So I trust that that helped you. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful show that we co-produced, co-created, because there's only one of us, your energy. I'm connected with you. We're co-creating this. We're doing this together. It's for entertainment purposes only. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to follow the show so you can get regular updates. We've got some great guests coming up. Betty and I are working all kind of stuff behind the scenes. The behind the scenes is fun. Sometimes it's not, but most times it is. So many comments in this chat room that I can't read, and Betty said, leave the chat room to me. So I leave the chat room to you. I think what I want to do now, the whole thing about remove your shoes before you come in here, the whole thing about setting boundaries. Sometimes we're afraid to set boundaries because we think we're going to lose our friends, our loved ones. They're going to judge us. They won't like us. But it's about forgiveness. It's about freeing ourselves. Now, I played this clip the other day, or last week, I think. I kept interrupting it. So you get to hear the whole thing this year. You get to hear the whole thing. If I wrap up my conversation in the next few minutes, you get to hear the whole thing. So I will. And this is a mix that I put together. Oh, I'm so good. So actually, I'm being silly. You know, I'll say this real quick. When you are living life on purpose, you will receive, you will download, you will align with divine ideas. This song, Open Your Heart, I think it's Open Your Heart by the Agape Choir. That's not the title, but it'll come to me. It's about 9 minutes long. I wanted to play it. I love it. And I just thought, ooh, you know, I don't know if I want to play a song that long on the show. But then I just got this idea when I was doing the forgiveness experiment to add little things. So I have different clips here. One of the things that you will hear on this audio clip is a conversation about forgiveness with Marion Williamson, which was done by Judy Brooks and Olivia Newton-John. I was trying to remember Olivia Newton-John's name the other day. It just was there. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to healingquest.com. Healingquest.com. No, actually, healingquest.tv. Healingquest.tv. And then there's the other part with Tyler Perry and Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's website is drphil.com. You know, pretty simple. Tyler Perry's website. I don't know Tyler Perry. Just Google Madea. You'll find it. I'm hearing some of Madea's joke in my head. I'm not going to go there. Oh, yeah, TylerPerry.com. There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a great week. So join me this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who are out of town in different countries, hillsidechapel.org. HILLSIDE, chapel.org, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to experience the inner path to awakening, an interfaith odyssey where we present to you something that you've never seen before. It's a play directed by my friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, and I, yours truly, is the assistant producer. And oh my God, we've got these two young ladies who are the main actress and characters, and oh my God, we did the rehearsal the other day. I was moved to tears. You know, it's nothing like creating something and seeing it come together. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you go to hillsidechapel.org right now so you'll be bookmark it. Don't forget, set your reminder, share the show with your friends, your lovers, your so-called haters. You know, we all need each other. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you, all of you listening on the phone line, those of you listening to the archive, and tell the whole world about this radio show. You know, only for one reason. You know, because if you don't tell them, you're doing them a disservice. And I'll tell you why. No, I won't tell you why. I'll let Mark Victor Hansen tell you. Mark Victor Hansen, tell you why.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
There you have it. The best hosting in the planet. So, share the show. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So, let me find this clip. There we go. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. See you on Monday. Same place, same time, same consciousness. No, it won't be the same consciousness. I'm out of here. Here's the Forgiveness Mix with it's all about forgiveness, peace, and blessings. I'm out.
The most prestigious academic institutions in the United States have now statistically verified that people who attend support groups, that people who practice forgiveness, that people who have more love in their lives, that people who pray and meditate on a regular basis, they are physically healthier.
Marianne Williamson is an acclaimed spiritual teacher and author. Many of her 9 books have become bestsellers. Newsweek magazine has called her one of the 50 most influential members of the baby boom generation. And she has a lot to say about how forgiveness, or the lack of it, affects our health.
So forgiveness, unforgiveness, is a withhold of love. And in that withhold of love, we are armored, and we are defensive, and we're angry, and we are tough. And we know that stress is the greatest contributor to illness. So absolutely. Forgiving means you let it go, and as you let go the harshness of those thought forms, as you relax your mind by the letting go of those thought forms, you know, there's a line in the Course in Miracles, do you prefer to be right or do you prefer to be happy? Because you're right. They wronged you. That money was yours. You should have gotten that promotion. He, you know, it was terrible the way he treated you after you were his wife and you had 2 children with him. You can get all kinds of people to agree with you that on a mortal level, they done you wrong. That's not a question. This is not about invalidating anybody's pain, but it is about validating our capacity to move beyond it.
Marianne says doing that requires accepting what happened, forgiving yourself, learning from the experience, and moving on.
You know, if somebody left you 25 years ago and you're still not over it, where's the enemy? Is the enemy just the person who left you 25 years ago? Or is not the enemy also some aspect of your own thinking, which has let 25 years go by and you still haven't gotten over it? And because you haven't gotten over it, you've become harsher, you become tougher, you become bitter, and that means that you have not been able to attract more love. So forgiveness because it affects the mind on such a deep level. It affects the heart. It affects the emotions. It affects the psyche. Absolutely. We're done with the obsolete worldview that says that the psyche and the emotions and the spirit and all that has nothing to do with the physical body. That question, the era of data collection is over. Case closed. It's like global warming. We get it now. We know it. If you don't get it, it's just because you haven't caught up. So, of course, as forgiveness frees your heart, absolutely, it helps to heal your body.
Perry today, and we're talking about rage, and we're talking about another really important element to this movie, which is forgiveness.
Forgiveness has been a major part of my growth in life and me understanding where I am, forgiveness and God and His blessing. So what's really important to me is that as I tell a story, I don't just make people laugh, but I leave them with something they can use in life.
What's the message you want people to take away about forgiveness in that realm? Because I know you talk about it's not... Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Yeah, and that's what I've learned in life. You know, my father, who I refused to vilify and love him to death, and just we had a very rough, you know, my upbringing was very rough with him. And when I got to a point where I could forgive him, my life changed. And in understanding that, in every movie that I do and everything that I've done so far, it's been about letting people know that if you are angry at, and that's where this rage comes from. You know, I was looking at the clip of the lady you're going to talk to in a little bit. It's, if you have all this unforgiveness in your heart for situations, it can sit inside of you and make you become someone else. So I know how important it is to forgive for yourself.
Were you bitter? Because I know there was a time in your life, and you've talked about this before, when you were essentially homeless.
Yeah.
And then you got out of New Orleans, you went to Atlanta, you saw some successful people. At some point, you got to realize that you had gotten a pretty bad deal up till then. I mean, what did you do with that anger? You say you don't vilify your dad. How did you get all of that out of you?
He and I had a conversation on the phone once, and I was in Atlanta, he was in Louisiana, and I started screaming and yelling at him, and we were, you know, there was the first time in my life. You know, things that the little boy in me was speaking, I felt like, if here I am as a man at 28 years old at the time, I was saying things to him that I wouldn't dare have said if he was this close to me. But that distance allowed me to say what I needed to say, and that negativity was my fuel. Once I said all of that stuff to him, it was ripped out of me. You know, there's something that left me, and I had to find a way to... I had to reconnect with something else, and this is where God comes into my life, and I say that, and I really mean that. It's just, my fuel was negativity, my fuel was anger, my fuel was anything that was just derogatory. Once I forgave him, I had to find a new source. In my teens and 20s, I was angry, but if all you know is anger, all you know is to hold on to, that's your fuel, it is scary to let go.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.